come out. So then the final act of the Emesh is carried out. But the preparation of the land, the preparation of the Emesh, that is also necessary. So mainly when the Torah says, do not meet out the Emesh of Shreifeh in your bezel. This is what the Torah means. Do not meet out the Emesh of Shreifeh. Now, so in order to meet out the Emesh of Shreifeh, so there are two things. First of all, you have to be mevashel of the psilon. And then you have to commit the act of netilas nishon when you put it in the mouth of the Baskin Shezinso. So the Torah says two things. Do not be mevashel of the psilon to prepare the psilon for the final execution, and do not execute. Both things the Torah says. Now, so Mimele, insofar too we have a new Iser, not to execute, but the new Iser, not to execute, only has reference to the execution itself, the final execution. But let's say somebody is Chayim Malkus. Now, and how is the Malkus carried out? With the Ritzuah. Ritzuah Shalaita. Is more serious than the Avirat is not followed by him. Because sometimes the Torah doesn't provide for an Enesh, because it's good to have him say. And the Smag mentions an example. So it's Chayiv Misek if he sacrifices his son to the Melech. So the Gemara Sanhedrin says that only if he's Mavir Mitzazare, only one of his sons, but suppose he sacrifices all his sons, so he's Potter of Misek. Could anyone in his right mind say that the reason is why he's father of Mise is because when he sacrifices all his sons, so that Avera is not as great as when he sacrifices one son? One son would say that. So the Smack says there the reason is good loving Mise. I mean, we're not mechuyet. What? I mean, are we supposed to know what the reason is? But one thing is clear. It could very well be because good loving Mise. But that's not the important thing. We see from there that the fact that the Torah patterns a certain avarian from a mise, that does not mean that under these circumstances, so davere is less. Davere is less. There must be other reasons. So if let's say in regard to English with the Yodom, so the fact that one avere is followed by a more serious image than another avere is no test whereby we can determine that this avere is mocham. Because there might be other reasons. The Rambam in the book discusses, I mean, all the factors that determine the intensity of an image. So the chimer avere is one of the factors. But there are other factors, the Rambam in the book points out. Mashem came. Regarding onshimili shemayim, so that's certainly true. If, in other words, an avirach muro is followed by a more serious penalty in the shemayim than avirach muro. So in regard to what English follows a certain avirach, so then it's certainly true that if it's a violation of one reason, of one avirach, that one avirach is followed by more serious image with the Shemayim than the violation of another Avere, that the one that is followed by more serious image is Averechmo. But that does not mean that as far as the Schar is concerned, so you can also apply a similar rule. And in other words, you cannot say that if a certain Avere is followed by more serious image, that in Mele, when one refrains from the Tavere, so the Schar is greater. That you cannot say. In other words, there is Shabbos is Kulo Kineget Kol Atire Kulo, and Tzitzes is Kulo Kineget Kol Atire Kulo, but it's on different levels. Shabbos is Kulo Kineget Kol Atire Kulo, in the sense that the English of Shabbos is Kulo Kineget Kol Atire Kulo, and that's the reason as to why Mulo Mechal Shabbos Baresye is a minuchat erekula. It means if someone is the mummer lechil Shabbos is Varez, yes, so it's considered as if he had been a mummer, all the mitzvahs are done. Because Shabbos kolokin ekafir kolo means neinish. So Shabbos is kolokin ekafir kolo. But mitzvah tzitzis is kolokin ekafir kolo. It doesn't mean that in the inish, that it wants mevatel mitzvah tzitzis. So his inish is greater than the inish that is involved in being mevatel mitzvah tzitzis. Chassid shalom. The scha of tzitzis is greater. That's the pshat. So mimele, the Ramban only says, that a mitzvah is more hobby. Hakadosh Baruch Hu. A kiyu mitzvah sasei is more hobby for Hakadosh Baruch Hu than a kiyu mitzvah lo sasei. Than the fulfillment of mitzvah lo sasei. That means when a Jew who fulfills the mitzvah sasei, so his schar is much greater than a Jew who refrains from a lo sasei. From a failure sasei. So that does not contradict what Gemara says here. That does not contradict what the Gemara says here, that so here it means that the Einish for transgressing Yeloisese is greater, Vidishamayim, the Einish Vidishamayim for transgressing Yeloisese is greater than the Einish Vidishamayim for failing to fulfill an Asay. But the Ramban says it's more holy. That means that the schar for fulfilling an essay is greater than the schar for refraining from being given a lesson. So in the mail, this is what Rabbi Gleam means. All right. Now, love lesses a chonumeneisha, like, you know, so the Rashi points out, love lesses a chonumeneisha, like, you know, in other words, that there is malke, so that's a riot that the lesser says. But even though the Rambam and the Nebuchim and the Smag, they all point out that the fact that there are certain onshin for certain averes does not prove that these averes are more chmureis. Only the image with the Shemayim is a criterion, but the Nebuchim are not. But, so Rashi is made there, that in each specific situation we cannot say, just because for one avere there is malkes and another avere there is no malkes, and that avere for which there is malkes must necessarily be chomo. Then the avera for which there is no malchus. Sometimes there are other factors. But here we can determine, because here there is a general rule that for a bitul asei there is no malchus. And there is a general rule that for a leis asei, except if it is dumye de lav dechsime. So there is a general rule that any leis asei that is dumye de lav dechsime is lavshi is gemaise, it's not the lavshi pazoras mrs. Bezri, and so on. So any leis asei, Dumye de lav dechsime, there is malchus. So that is a riot. That it's, that generally speaking, a leis asei is more homo than an essay. But there could be a few exceptions. Let's say, the essay of Mile, or of the Contessa, so there is chorus for it. So that's more homo than a regular leis asei for which there is malchus. But on account of the fact that there is a general rule for a leis asei, there is malchus. Except if it's lashim emaise or lashim tashmim, and there is a general rule that for an essay there is no malchus, so that indicates that generally a leis essay is more homo than generally an essay. All right, elas al daito. Oh yeah, all right. Now let's go to the case. Mushov is because of rachmona vamot. The above vamot base. We hold it ashino b'tzerikam edi shabbos. Now, Tesis mentions this Gemara, which is only in the Havarin of the Gemara, in the Maskon of the Gemara, so it doesn't remain like that. So that in the Maskon of the Gemara is that it's only a Drabon. In other words, there is a Aloche, the Mishnah in Shabbos says, that one is not allowed to kindle a log of wood just before Shkia, Friday, late in the afternoon, just before Shkia, let's say, this Friday was 10 minutes after 4, so so one was not allowed to kindle a log of wood, let's say, at 8 minutes after 4. Why? Because it will not take within 2 minutes, so the fire will not overtake the major part of the log of wood. So mele, there is a gzeira, maybe after Shkia, he will kindle the lag of wood. So there is a gzeira. But chamber in the Beis HaMikdash, where the Kehanim used to warm their feet. So there, one is allowed before Shkia, even a 2 minutes before Shkia, to kindle Azavut. Why? Why? Even though there is no enough time left before sunset for the fire, for the flame to overtake the major part of the Azavut. Why? Because Shkia is really main, so they are not likely to forget and be Mechal Shabbos. This is the Maskona of the Gemara. But the Gemara had a Havam that is Igzeres HaKosov. It's Igzeres HaKosov. B'chol Mishove Isi Atomavir. Avol Atomavir. Avol Atomavir B'Ndures Beis HaMekis. That was the Havam of the Gemara. So now it's a special Igzeres HaKosov. B'Shavavir B'chol Mishviseichem B'chol Mishove Isi Atomavir. So even before Shabbos. But close the Shkir. Close the Shkir. You're not allowed to be mad. Unless before Shkir, so the major part of the lag of wood will be overtaken by fire. Avol at the Maghreb and Duras Bishamake, even a mashu before Shkir. And even though there is no sufficient time left before Shkir for the fire, for the flame to overtake the whole lag of wood. So that was Abba Benidivar. So this is an attached word in Ashi, which is a family shop. Behold, show me see after Mavi here. I've got a Mavi, you let me some again. I'll let me some again. I'm wishing to have a little bit of me show me. So this is Ashi, directed against the Havan of the Gemara. How could the Gemara even for a moment think that this is there of kindling the lack of wood? Some who is here, Friday, is an Israel rising, and is the view and the simplicity is possible. Because otherwise, why does the Torah have to say B'chol Mishoveis? But the B'chol Mishoveis is not superfluous, so how could it, even in the Havamin of the Gemara, the Salvador of the Gemara, be applied for this Aloche of Allah, the Mavindu of the Samaikin? The reason why the Torah says B'chol Mishoveis is to advise us that even Bezdin is Mechuyev in its execution, so is Mechuyev to comply with the Dinim of Shabbos. Hayim Mishum to have a Licht of Mishoveis, Uchsid Mishveisechem. But here we see that the purpose of the expression Mishoveis is to advise us that Misa's best is not a Shabbat. So no immediately Sivara is Bechol Mishveseichem for Dorish. Elo, because Mishoveis Davi Shabbos is mentioned in two Pesukim. So the Gemara intuition does not have reference to the Pesuk of Misi in Vayake, or Sivara Eish, Bechol Mishveseichem. Elo is Koa, Koa Chine de Meir Ala Keanim, Tirsif Shabbos Sivara Dishem Bechol Mishveseichem, Da Al Hukro Bin Yonah de Meir Ksim. So the Gemara intuition has reference to the Mishoveis that is mentioned in the Pesuk of Shabbos Siva Nishem Bechol Mishveseichem, not to the Mishoveis that is mentioned in the Pesuk of Mishvah Leish Bechol Mishveseichem. Oye, in the afternoon of the Shabbos, Mishum Mali Chumre, Rabbe Mali Chumre Zike. That was the Havamin of the Gemara. I mean, why? But the Maskon of the Gemara is the Oye Enei, when the Tanya, the Paisa says Oye Enei, the Paisa doesn't mean Oye Enei because of Mali Chumre, Rabbe Mali Chumre Zike, but because of his special Kalachem. But in the Gemara of the Havamin, Hitcha Rav Rav Yudah Kei Yenei Chaboy Lai Kerem Yishmoy 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 One is Mechuyev Echatos only for Navere that there is a Korot. Wait, Korot. Dinei, the Nei Rav Yeitzi, Mikol Mokim, Ilav Lissi Baru, Ava Amine, the Mises Bez, Dina Meidach Yishabes. So, even if we say that it's Rav Yeitzi, so, Mikol Mokim, Ilav Lissi Baru, Amine, Amine, the Mises Bez, Dina Meidach Yishabes, Shum Mal Lechum Rabe, Mal Lechum Rezut. Wie aber gab nicht was nicht schon mal haben loch in gegen Gott aber ist war ich doch mal mal aber ist ich doch die lecke skill und ich nehme mal ich komme gerade mal ich komme das na wollte coding zu haben das gemacht of course er kommt mal schon wie morgen so ist no cash because the Ueda is not based upon the concept of Malchut Ramah Chuzeh, but because of his special Kalachena. But they call it Hava Min of the Gemara. So Mimele, even if it's Rabbi Yesi, which is why the Gemara says, my love, Rabbi Nosni, what difference does it make? Rabbi Nosni, Rabbi Yesi, Rabbi Nosni is assuming Malchut Rabbe, Malchut Rezute. So Mimele, no difference whether it's Lakshay is Bikoris or Lakshay is Bikoris. Is based upon the premise of Malchut Rabbe, Malchut Rezute. Because once we accept the Maskon of the Gemara, so then we can't answer the original question of the Gemara. Why did the Torah have to mention all else? The intema, the Chidri, Gufeitzri. So, Adarabe, Neilat Mihoche, the Loi Doche, so we are Rino Malchut Rabbe, Malchut Rezute. In other words, we learn how it comes back. We learn how it comes back. The generally speaking, very easily, and as is there, is because. As is there, is because. So, why? Because the Torah did not have to tell us. Even as is not there, is the because. So, Mimele, generally speaking. So why does the Torah have to tell us, Gabei, Misas Bezin, that it's not there, Shabbat? But the question is, so, Monefshah, If without the posse, so the mele, I wouldn't know. So I only know because there is a posse. So how do I know? How do I know to interpret this verse akosu in the sense that only here it's not deiche. But generally speaking, it is deiche. Maybe the pshat mitzvah akosu is that we do not say malichum rav malichum rezute because. The whole Salkidaitach of the Gemara was based upon the premise that Mitzvah Asvore, we have to say Malchut Rabbe, Malchut Rezute. So if Mitzvah Asvore, we have to say Malchut Rabbe, Malchut Rezute. So if the Torah didn't mention it, what would I say? That Mitzvah Asvore is Deiche Shabbos. That Mitzvah Asvore is Deiche Shabbos, like any other Asvore, is Deiche. So the Torah has to tell us, no, but how do I know that the Pshat Mitzvah Zakosov is only the Esav Mitzvah Zbezni is not Eichet Shabbos, but any other Esav not, maybe the Pshat Mitzvah Zakosov is the Esav Mitzvah Zbezni is not Eichet, because no Esav is Eichet. And if the Torah didn't tell us that, then it's a Rasvore, by applying the Londes of Malechad Rav, Malechom Rezute, I would say that the Esav Mitzvah Zbezni, like any other Esav, should be Eichet. So the Torah tells us, here is, the Esav Mitzvah Zbezni is not Eichet, not because the Esav Mitzvah Zbezni is peculiar, but because no essay is deiche, contrary to the svore that I should say, if there hadn't been this zersakos. This case is done. Yesh leima, do we want to remain for the lab she is with Misa? It's my bishabit. We can steal it. Our lab she is with Koras Grede, Hosom Amrino, Malichum Rerabe, Malichum Rezute. Because inasmuch as Misa Rasvore, in other words, the Gemores Salgetaito was based upon the premise that Misa Rasvore we have to say Malichum Rerabe, Malichum Rezute. But we, some of them, it's a dead svore, from the point of view of dead svore, we should say Mrs. Bezdin should be deiche. Shabbos too? And not only a lazy shayev of course. Because we have to apply Malchut Rabbe, Malchut Rezute all the way. Even a lazy shayev was stealing. So now that the Torah says that the Mise, that the Esser of Mrs. Bezdin is not deiche, love of Shabbos, which is a love of skile. So in Mele, I certainly can say that here we have a Zerzakosu, that we do not apply Malchut Rabbe, the Londes of Malchut Rabbe, Malchut Rezute in regard to Elisa Skila. But Mashenke, in regard to Elisa Kores, that is not Elisa Skila, we don't have such a clear Sakosu. So Mimele, we can learn out from that. Elisa Shiva Kores, it is there. Vamine, Vidoche Lavdi Kores, Kmoi, Achisisho, Viloi Lavdi Mise, but in Achaname. So according to that halamin of the Gemara, so the posik of Aleo is needed in regard to Achisisho, but not in regard to Kaloiso or Chamoiso. Lochla Machin Adonai. The Bilohoche Loi Habe Machin Adonai, even though there is a Hekesh de Rabbeinu, The hekkes of the rabbiene, but the hekkes of the rabbiene, the hekkes of the rabbiene is only the homeless. This is already mentioned it before, but not the gullet. Iname, has the name with the Yitzchir, Kidriyo, the Enchishish Aloyene. So in other words, this introduces a confusion. This is the second paragraph of Thesis. A great deal of confusion. So what does Thesis say? Iname, has the name with the Yitzchir, Kidriyo, the Enchishish Aloyene. So in other words, there are two Rishenis in Thesis. Now the Havamin of the Gemara, of course, it doesn't have any relevance a little Masson of the Gemara, but it has relevance only a little Havamin of the Gemara. That the pasuk of the Sivaro is the Chomish V'Seicher is a Tzeiras HaKosuv that an essay is Zeicher Lises Hashiach V'Kores. So there are two Rishenis, according to the first Lashon in Teitzes. So the real reason as to why an essay is Zeicher Lises Hashiach V'Kores is because of the Svorel Malachum Rabbe Malachum Rabbe. So remember, that means that according at this stage in the Shakal Italian of the Gemara, so the reason is to why Es is the Yechelish V'Kores because of the Gzeres HaKosov of why the Tzitzes. Because of the Gzeres HaKosov of why the Tzitzes. So Memele and the Gzeres HaKosov who is Vare B'chol Mishvi Seichem tells us that even though from the point of view of the Gzeres HaKosov of why the Tzitzes and Es is Shemidei Chayim the Lises is Yez V'Nise, so that's the Gzeres HaKosov of the Gzeres HaKosov of the Seichem, no, a limitation. So the Gzeres HaKosov of Mishvi Seichem imposes a limitation and the general scope of the Gzeres HaKosov of Mishvi Seichem. Without the Gzeres HaKosov of Mishvi Seichem, the scope would even be so broad as to include the Lises Yishim B'Mis. So the Pasuk of Mishvi Seichem limits the scope the scope of the Gzeres HaKosov of Mishvi Seichem. In other words, that it doesn't apply to Lises Yishim B'Mis, but it does apply to Leisus Yishim B'Kores. So, in final analysis, why is the Leisus Yishim B'Kores? Because of the Gzeres HaKosov of Mishvi Seichem. The second motion takes us, no. That the reason as to why the Gemara at this stage assumes that an essay is Deicha Leisus Yishim B'Kores because of the Gzeres HaKosov, in a way similar to the Gzeres HaKosov of Shavshesa Tishmeru, from Hayom Bechlei. So what is the Pshat there? Since the Torah tells us that Kibudav is not Deiche, so it takes it as a Kosu that only Kibudav is not Deiche, but any other mitzvah is Deiche. So it's not on the basis. So here too, since the Torah tells us that we Svar Yichon Kiseiche, and this is Besni is not Deiche Shabbos, so it takes it as a Kosu of Realme. That Realme it is, the mitzvah say is Deiche Aleis Yishev Ekon. But then the question arises, so it's not based upon the svore of Malachum Rabbe, Malachum Rezute. And the whole Gemara, and the Gemara says here, Dav Zayin, that the Salkitaitok of the Gemara was that the whole thing, that the message of the chorus is based upon the wonders of Malachum Rabbe, Malachum Rezute. So he says, in Amahash, in Amahis, Kiduio, in Cheshish Aleyene. So what does Thesis mean? So Thesis apparently, I mean, if you go over the Ramban, Ramban doesn't discuss it in regard to this, but he mentions a similar svara in regard to the drosha of Kibudav. But it's the same wonders. So what Thesis means is this. In other words, Malachum Rabbe Malachum, there are certain svaras. Now the Gemara says, in Barakam, the Gemara says, Minayin she'ameitzim chavir ol v'raye, she'nema mi balbor in higa shelam. So the Gemara says, hold on, we cross svara, in other words, we don't have to resort to a pasuk. So we see that there are certain svaras that we don't have to resort to a pasuk. Without a pasuk, I can know the svaras. In other words, that's self-evident. Self-evident svaras. Like Hamitz Mechanei Olamachai. So naturally, I mean, it's self-evident that the one who tries to collect money from the other fellow, so he has the burden of proof. I mean, we don't need any pasuk. There is no other, I mean, another argument wouldn't be reasonable. To say that the burden of proof is upon the fellow from whom money is demanded. So the svara is mechayev, it is svara pshut, it is self-evident svara. We don't have to resolve that svara. But this is one kind of svara. But then there is another type of svara. There's another type of svara. After all, we find machlekes rishonim so many times in svara. nothing in Pshatin is there's a cost of his war, we find the Machlekes, Rashen, Rabbi Tam, Aminuki, all over, I mean, and every Sugya we find Machlekes Rishenim in Svore. So, how can there be Machlekes in Svore? The Gemara says, how will we call? Svore, the author, the Koyim Rekeim, also the Asi. I mean, it is such a self-evident Svore, like the Svore, that if a person has an ailment, if he has pain, so he has to go to the doctor. I mean, it's a double problem. So, in other words, so this is one kind of Svore, it's self-evident Svore. But still, we find Svore, Machlekes Rishenim, all the time, and Svore. So in other words, there are Svores and there are Svores. There are Svores that are self-evident, that there are no two ways, and there are Svores where you can say one way and you can say the opposite way. And both are equally logical. So in other words, that is self-evident Svore. We don't have to resort to any source in the Torah. What Svore we should apply. But then there are Svores, other Svores that are not self-evident. They are reasonable, but the opposite is equally reasonable. Now, this question, we have in Geras HaKosu, that Ese is Deiche, the laces of life. So that we have, in Geras HaKosu spelled out in regard to laces of life. Whether the same aloha should apply to a laces of Yesh B'Koreh, so you can argue both ways, and both arguments are equally sound. You can argue, seems, as you want to say, or to ask the Echelay to say, love Moses is a homomene, because the Echelay is a homomene, malichum lezute, malichum lezute. It's a very strong argument, but you can argue the other way too. All right, Dino Haname, every Lezut is more homo than an essay, and still there is a Xerat HaKosu, that an essay is Deiche, but Lezut says she needs for chorus is another level. It's not. It's different than Elisa Segreda, so Elisa Segreda you also have degree. This is a different level, Ligabe Kapore, Chuven Kapore, so the Aloha is that Chuven Hitaram Chaper all Elisa says, but not Kores. Kores not, so it's a different category of Chayda. So you can say, what difference does it make? All right, it's a different category of Chayda. But if an essay is Deiche, a Elisa says, which is more homo than the essay, and it's Deiche, all kinds of Elisa says, Laces are less humble, laces are more humble, so it should be Deiche, even a laces of Korez, that is another category of Cheda. But you can argue the other way. Who says that it's like this? So in other words, both Svores are equally sound. And who can determine with the utmost certainty, that one Svore is to be applied rather than the other Svore, if we have a Geras HaKosu. So sometimes we have a Geras HaKosu where the Geras HaKosu is not based upon Svore. And sometimes we have Xeras HaKosuf, that the Xeras HaKosuf is explanatory of the type of Svore that we have to apply. And that we find in the Alphus. So the Mele, the Ramban mentions that in discussing the Havamin of Yimor of Ishim Evo. So he said again, now, so what should we say? Suppose we didn't have a Posik. We didn't have a Posik of Mishon. What would I say? There are two Svores. Both Svores are equally strong. There is one Svore that Malichum Gagabe, Malichum Gazute, but different to his mate. Lisa Segrede, or Lisa Shemekore, so it's another category of Chayna. So in Kippur cannot be Mechaper and Misakore, and Lisa Segrede in Kippur can be Mechaper. So what difference does it make? And that's one Svore, and then there is another Svore which is equally sound, that Lisa Shemekore is stronger. So do we have a Geras HaKosu of the big Chidesh? The Nessie is there, Lisa Shemekore, even that is a big Chidesh. But Mehichateim say that we should apply the same Geras HaKosu to another type of Chayna or Yisra. Elisa said, Sheyesh Bekoreh. So what should we do? So the Ramban says in his discussion of the Gemara, Ishimi Rosh Dorosh, Afin Ishmael, so he says in such a case, where the Isvore can be applied in two ways, so then we have to go with Humor. So that's a klal in Yalfusis. The question is, now there is the Alfuse of flying the kisses, a Baba Matinu, that a Binyanav, that the essay is Deiche Leises, just as the essay of kisses is Deiche, the Leises of flying, so we learn out a Binyanav, that any essay is Deiche, any Leises. So the question is, how are we to deduce this Binyanav? Are we to deduce this Binyanav all the way and apply this Binyanav, even with the Leises of the Kores? By applying klein, the small, the small, the small, the small, the small, the or are we to limit the scope of this Yalpuse, of this DNR, and say, no, we don't know, we don't know. So if we don't know, so that's a cloud, the Ramban says. That's a cloud in Yalpuse. That's a cloud in Yalpuse, not only dark in DNR. It's the same cloud as we have in Sereshoves also. Let's say, if we can apply Sereshoves one way and the other way, and we start a slower, I mean, both are equally sound. So how should we apply it? So the Chumre. The Chumre machine or the Loi Likule machine. So it's not only in regard to Hekesh. That's a cloud in Midish Ativ and Dreshes there. If we have a certain Yalfuse, and the Yalfuse can be applied in two ways, and with Arasvore, both ways are equally logical. So how should we apply it? So that's a cloud. That's a cloud. That's the Chumre machine. So in Meile, this is the Pshat in the Gemara. This is exactly why. The Shenema Viniach 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 Why? Because why is it best in his hood? Because of the Binyanav. From Klein Bittitzes. Klein Bittitzes. Malachum Rabbe, Malachum Rezute. Oyeine. El Afimu Misas Bezni. Umanu Mikayim Vom Vecheilu Libishav. Why? Because we cannot say Malachum Rab, Malachum Rezute, because it's a different category of Chayim Eroim, say Akore. Oyeine Afu Bishabes, and then again. But why should it make a difference? It's a different category of Chayim Eroim, say Akore. But every Leite say is more homo than an essay, and still there is a Zerasakot too. So in other words, I don't know. So if the Torah didn't tell us Mishavei, we would be in doubt. We wouldn't know how to apply, whether to plug the scope of this Yalpuse of the Binyanav, from Klein Bittitzes, or to limit it. So what's the cloud? If there are two alternatives, so Likule and Lechumre. So it's Lechumre Machinon. So what does it mean? That we should limit the scope. And we should say, so if the Torah didn't say Mishavei, so then I would say, we have to limit the scope of the Binyanav of Klein Bittitzes. And we, in other words, only the Leishis Reide, not the Leishis Mekore. Because we don't know, so then the cloud is, if there are two ways, so the Chumre Machinon, the Kulaloi Machinon, the Kulaloi Machinon. So that's why the Torah told us, Mishavei. So what does the Mishavei really tell us? So the Mishavei is a Gzeres HaKosuv. But the Gzeres HaKosuv is explanatory of Islam. Sometimes a Gzeres HaKosuv is a Gzeres HaKosuv, and it doesn't have to be conceived with Islam. It's just a Gzeres HaKosuv. And sometimes the Gzeres HaKosuv itself is explanatory of this law. So here the Gzeres HaKosuv is not a pure Gzeres HaKosuv, but the Gzeres HaKosuv is indicative of this law. What law we have to apply? So if not for the Gzeres HaKosuv, we would have to say Lechumre Machinon. But because of the Gzeres HaKosuv, so why did the Torah have to tell us Mishavei that Mrs. Desmond is not Eiche? Is not Eiche? Is not Eiche? To tell us that Mrs. Bezdin here is not Eiche, but any other place, it is Eiche. On what basis? On the basis of the general principle of Eser Eiche Leisese. And this Gzeres HaKosuv tells us that we have to apply the slogan of Malachum Rabbe Malachum Rezute. This is what Jesus means. In a Mahashinam Mitzvah Zohir, Nechei Shoheim, the whole Sugyezu, Lo Yassi Kerab Shimon, he said. Rabshimen is freech leisivaru leashminon dimikalkil ba'avor echayim. Midi osa rachmone avor ha-sheva z'batkei. Navto l'virge. Now there is a machlekes between Reb Yehuda and Rabshimen. Whether mikalkil ba'avor is chayev or mikalkil ba'avor is pota. Avor is pota. So the Rabshimen says that mikalkil ba'avor is chayev. How does he know that there is a general principle of Mikalkil, not every Melochim is Potter? Why should we say that Avor is an exception? Avor is an exception. So, according to Rav Shimon, it's deduced from the posse of Lisibaru Eish Bechol Mishvi Teichel. The Torah tells us Lisibaru Eish. Why? Because it involves an Iser of Melech Shabbos. It involves an Iser of Melech Shabbos. But why should it involve an Iser of Melech Shabbos? He's a Mikalkil. It's Mikalko. So the answer is Mikalko Bavore is Chayim. Mikalko Bavore is Chayim. And Rav Yehuda sins that encounter by body's fodder. So why does the Torah have to tell us? So the Torah tells us. So why does the Torah say that when one is mavia the tzilos for the purpose of his person, so he's involved in some loche, he's a mikalpo. So Rabbi Yehuda says, no, here he's not a mikalpo, because they're sticking with it. Not a mikalpo. Well, so why does Rabbi Shimon say that here in Yerichel Zakosu, that mikalpo bavo is chayev? Because you know, maybe mikalpo bavo is poter, but the reason as to why here is chayev, because there is the tikkun mitzvah. I mean, the avodah of the tzilo is necessary in connection with the tikkun mitzvah. So Rabbi Shimon holds that tikkun mitzvah is no tikkun. And Yehuda holds that tikkun mitzvah is also tikkun. In other words, so there is a machleket between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon as to whether the aloche that mikalkel in Mavturi, and all the aloches, one is chayev and Shabbos only with Nisake, does it require an intrinsic tikkun? An extrinsic tikkun is not considered nisake, or any tikkun is enough to be chayev. So according to Rabbi Shimon, so there is a halacha so many of the shenim explain it. I mean, there are some of the shenim who say that it's a separate machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon as to whether misake in loche, the prerequisite of misake means an intrinsic tikkun, or not an extrinsic tikkun, or it can be any tikkun. A separate machlokes has nothing to do with the machlokes, the other machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon as well, loche shenim chilul gufa is chayev apota. But many of the shenim say that it's not a separate machlokes. This is an outgrowth of the other machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon as to whether loche shenim chilul gufa is chayev or loche shenim chilul gufa is apota. Now Rabbi Yehuda is what should not say, and Rabbi Shimon is what should not say. Rabbi Yehuda holds that loche shenim chilul gufa is chayev. So Mimele, since loche shenim chilul gufa is chayev, so there is no idea that there should be an intrinsic tzerech in the melacha. So Mimele Rigabi Tikkun, so the Tikkun does not have to be an intrinsic Tikkun. Any Tikkun, even if it's an extraneous Tikkun, like qualifying, preparing the psima or so that it could be used for the fulfillment of the mitzvah of Inish Bez. So that's all very Tikkun. Mashenki Rav Shimon, he holds that the tzerech has to be an tzorech legufo. It has to be an intrinsic tzerech. Some melee, in regard to misake, what kind of misake does it have to be? It has to be an intrinsic tikkun. And here there is, of course, he accomplishes. It's not wasted when he's mother the psilo in order to qualify it and to prepare it for the kiyum mitzvah of Inish Bez. It's not wasted. It's an important act. It fulfills the purpose. But it's not an intrinsic tikkun in the psilo itself. As far as the psilo itself, so it's the kukal. So the melee, that's not misake, and still the Torah says that it involves the Yisam Aloha Bavore, so it's a raye that Mikalto Bavore is chav. That's the Gemara. So Kesa says, the whole sugi is ruli asik Rashiva. But if Shimon Yitzchak is a vahu, Hashmino de Mikalto Bavore chayet, vidos rachmona havor aferet vaskeyet, nafko efirayet. So in other words, it's not superfluous. So elo hach sugi asik Rabiud, the choshi if tikun tikun yavre, kmoi mile u kriya lamed. Now another, let's say somebody is kireya. So the nada nafkemina between Rabiud and Rav Shimon. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, misake means, according to Rabbi Shimon, misake means an intrinsic tikkun. But in the tikkun, the purpose is an extraneous purpose, not an intrinsic purpose. So then that's not considered misake. So the mele, if somebody is kireya al meise, so in the beged, it's a kilkul. He tears out the beged. But he's mitayin the mitzvah of kriya. And even though he was either an avere, I mean, so we don't apply the law of Yitzhak of Avera here. So Mimele, he still is behind the mitzvah of Kriya if he tears the Begat on Shabbos. So Mimele, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that Misake does not mean an intrinsic tikkun, even extraneous tikkun. So true, when he's Kriya al-Meisei, there is no tikkun in the Gufa Begat, but there is a legal tikkun. He fulfills the mitzvah. So that's also in Misake, so he's higher, but according to Rabbi Shimon, so the tikkun the mitzvah is no tikkun, it has to be a physical intrinsic tikkun in the Heftzeh. And here in the Heftzeh, it's a kilkul, it's not a tikkun. So, and the mitzvah is mikayim dafke because he is mikalkul the Heftzeh. If he hadn't been mikalkul the Heftzeh, wouldn't even be mikayim the mitzvah. So, Mele according to Rav Shimon, so, Ikreya al-Meisei is spotter. Here's me for that. So, Jesus says, so Mele according to Rav Shimon, so Mishvaseichem is not, so his marriage with Mishvaseichem is not superfluous. So, today, because the question is, So how will Rav Shimon know the halacha of mechalek? That if someone does many halachas on Shabbat, well, the halacha, so it's chalak halachas achas. But if he didn't ask for his will, because he got a bottle, so the other stuff. Wait a minute. The ill name that we call for Bavor and the Chutkose, have a little Ashmin of the Mokim Shemi to Bavor. So we can, in other words, so according to the Rii, so the Sugya can accord with Rav Shimon too. And we learn how to both things. Vintena, the Eichad Ashmin. The Eichad Ashmin, the Lavu Lechalek, Jim the Yitzrich, Loisi Varu, and he says, Vezn, Loi Doche Shabbat. So how can Rav Yisi learn out love, and how can the Rabbonon learn out, so learn out the challenge. But after all, the Pasuk is not superfluous, because the Torah has to mention it's a barrage for Chomish Mesechon, to advise us that Mrs. Bezna Dirshat, the Yesh Lema, the Darshino, the Yersi Vavore, why does the Torah spell out Havore? So, either it's Lechalik, either it's Lechalik, or Lechalik. Vintema, may the Havore the Bishop Psiwa with Achri Shabbat, the Havre Mirsha Hersha Mitzvah, the Tzicha Atzmo, Kishen Izbash Loha Psiwa Me'es Me'ilu, or Yechemek Visayev, Kitcha Shabbat, Mitam Malichum Rabbe Malichum Rezu. In other words, Umiyu Limaydi Yalit, Mikalachime Al-Kochoch Liyosel Yisibaru, Elo Lirtzicha Atzmo, that Kalachimer Atzmei Hu Al-Ratzichik. The Al-Ratzichik Sidmi Dechem Dikonu Yisibaru Ose Lafut Kalachim. So in other words, so that Kashi is direct taken in the Shalgadaitach of the Torah. That the reason as to why the Torah has to mention Yisibaru 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 is because without the Yisibaru Yisibaru, so I could operate with the Svore, of Malichum Rabbe Malichum Rezut. So I'm going to say that the Kashi, so since without the Posik I would say Malichum Rabbe, Malachum Rezute, according to the Havamin of the Gemore, So the Torah tells us that Havore, the Esher of Mrs. Bezden, Havore of Bishop Silo, is not Achri Shabbos. But the Posik literally deals with the Havore that is involved in Bishop Silo. And that is not Mamish, the moment when the Mrs. Bezden is carried out. Because when is the Mrs. Bezden carried out? When the psilo, the burning psilo, the molten psilo is put into the mouth of the bacteria. Then the Mrs. Bezden is carried out. So all that the Torah says here is you cannot be Michal Shabbos in order to prepare the psilo. That it should be fit for the execution of the bacteria. That he cannot do. So, seems in other words, that it cannot apply to a lav sheyesh with Mrs. Bezden. It can only apply to a lav sheyesh b'koreh, but not to a lav sheyesh with Mrs. Bezden. So, only because we have that Zeres HaKosov, but that Zeres HaKosov deals with the hechsher, not with the guf ha-mitzvah. Not with the guf ha-mitzvah of executing a nidhi. So, in regard to the execution itself, not a preparatory step towards the execution. But the execution itself, we have no Gzeres HaKosov. And if we have no Gzeres HaKosov, so we have to operate, we have to apply Svore. And what's the Svore? The Svore is that Malichum Rabbe, Malichum Rezute. So Mimele, even in regard to Elisa Sheshayim, Mrs. Bezden, we should apply the Svore of Malichum Rabbe, Malichum Rezute. So wherever the new Shakwa, the Svore of Malichum Rabbe, Malichum Rezute. So wherever the Chil Shabbos is done, be in the Mamesh, and the fulfillment of the mitzvah, let's say by Sayyid, by Sreife, so there is the Chil Shabbos that is done prior to the fulfillment of the execution. Masha'im kim gabi Sayyid for gabi Chemek, so then the Melocha is done Mamesh at the time of the execution. We have no Zeres HaKosov. That kind of Chil Shabbos is not in Tre. We only have the Gzeres HaKosov in regard to a Hechsher, the preparation of the Psilo. And since, according to the Havamin of the Gemara, we have to operate with the Svore of Malichum Rabbe, Malichum Rezute. So whatever, except to the extent that we have the Gzeres HaKosov to the contrary. But the Gzeres HaKosov to the contrary we have only in regard to the Hechsher, but in regard to the execution itself, we have no Gzeres HaKosov. So we should apply the general principle of Hesedei Chaloyis to say, Malachum Rabba, Malachum Rezute. It should apply all the way, even in regard to Eloises Hashiach v'Mises Bez. That's the discussion. V'yeish Leima, v'chol tuchtin, mashvinon machshere mitzvah she'yefshar latzitzen merav Shabbos, ki mitzvah atz, ki ditnam b'firish ha'bleza demila, im lehi, u'vipsochim perikil dvorim. Klal oma, klal oma Rav Akiva, v'ochre b'yefshar latzitz ha'chisvah merav Shabbos, So then the whole concept of being falls down, collapses. So what is they saying? That the whole duchti mashvila machshir mitzvah sheyef shalasis in the Arab Shabbos ki mitzvah. What does the Gemara say in Shabbos? The Gemara doesn't say it in Shabbos. The Gemara says there is a machleket between Rav Akiva and Rav Elazar, and of course we pass like Rav Akiva. As to whether machshir mitzvah sheyef shalasis on the Arab Shabbos is teichet the Shabbos. Oh, it's not the Yechad Shabbos. So according to Rav Lazer, a male is allowed to carry the Zemel, the instrument, on Shabbos, even though he could prepare it Friday to leave it in the house of the Tinnik on Friday. But if he didn't prepare it in the house of the Tinnik, so according to Rav Lazer, so a male is allowed to carry Rishus HaRabim, the instrument. But of course, the Rabbanon, Rav Akiva, says no. Machshir mitzvah she'ef shalah seitzom Erev Shabbos, in Yechad Shabbos. So in Shochach Eser Zemel, Erev Shabbos, so he's not allowed to carry. Even the Kamalas is not allowed to carry. So the Gemara, the Loshen of the Mishnah is Machshiri Mitzvah She'efshar La'aseis on Erev Shabbos. Machshiri Mitzvah She'efshar La'aseis on Erev Shabbos. So he's not Erev Shabbos. Teitzveh says the Bechol Duchte Machshvino Machshiri Mitzvah She'efshar La'aseis on Erev Shabbos Ki Mitzvah Atzmo. Ki Mitzvah Atzmo. Where does the Gemara, the Mishnah say that? So there the Mishnah says, "In lo heili," and so in Zemel, so osa lahavya derechishus rabim, even derechamles, it's osa. The Brisa says, even derechamles is osa. But so where does the Gemara say that if it's yefsher, machshirei mitzvah, yefsher, so it's Teichet Shabbos? But Teisus wasn't dying from the Loshen. The Loshen of the Gemara is machshirei mitzvah she'efsher la'aseis on Erev Shabbos. Machshir and mitzvah she'efshar la'aseis on Erev Shabbos. He's in the Deichet Shabbos. Let's say he forgot to prepare the Zemel in the home of the Tinnik. So that's efshar la'aseis on Erev Shabbos. The implication being that if it's yefshar, so then it's Deichet Shabbos. So what does this mean? Now suppose the male, it was yefshar. So suppose the male was in prison and he was released from prison on Shabbos. And then the father of the baby asked him to be mal. It's him Hashmi. So will Teisa say that in such a case it was yefsher? He had no opportunity of preparing it, so he'll be allowed to carry it in the Rishus HaRabim. Now, the Keren Eiro HaNeirim has a whole discussion on that question, because the Mishnah says Machshir mitzvah she'efshar la'aseis on Erev Shabbos. Machshir mitzvah she'efshar la'aseis on Erev Shabbos. So is Teiche Shabbos. Machshir mitzvah she'efshar la'aseis on Erev Shabbos, so is in Teichet Shabbos. How about a case, some male shochach ha'aseis emel, so it's efshar la'aseis on Erev Shabbos. So the Keren Eiro discusses this question. He discusses this question. Suppose it's a machshir mitzvah that it is, he could not do it before Shabbos. He just couldn't. There was no way. Could it be Deichet Shabbos or not? Now let's say, Hakovas, so he has the question about Tikkun HaMizbeach. Now, Hakov Shekavula is man, every Aveda that is Kavula is man, so is Deichet Shabbos. He can be Magda Vikom Pesach, if there are Pesach in the Shabbos. I mean, Kom Tomi, everything. But Machshirei Mitzvah, Shef Shalasei Somer of Shabbos, is not Deichet Shabbos. Suppose the Mizbeach was Nivka. So if it was Nisgam before Shabbos, and it wasn't Nisakin before Shabbos, of course you're not allowed to be Nisakin. But the Keren Eiro discusses that question, the Keren Eiro Neirim. Suppose it was Nivgam on Shabbos. So it was Yefshar La'aseis on Erev Shabbos. Is one allowed to do a Meloche of Binyan in fixing the Mizbeach in order to be Matri? And he comes to the conclusion that it is not. Well, it is not. So, in other words, when the Mishnah says, Machshirei Mitzvah, She'i'efshel ha'seisom erev Shabbos, is the Mitzvah atzmo, is Machshirei Mitzvah she'i'efshel ha'seisom erev Shabbos, in Teichenes Amuret. So it doesn't mean dafke the case. It doesn't mean dafke the case where he was able to prepare the Zemel in the infant's home. It means any act other than the act of Mila itself. That's called, this is the conclusion of the Karanei Onir. Any act other than the act of Mila itself. So what is meant by Machmi? What is implied by Machshirei? By Yevshalas Yisrael Erev Shabbos, the Mila itself. But anything other than the Mila itself, even if the circumstances were such that he wasn't able to prepare them, that's called Machshirei Mitzvah She'efshalasis. Why? Because generally it is Efshalasis. So even if in a particular situation, it was Efshah, so it's not Efshalas. It's not Efshalas. I mean, we have to pass it like that. I mean, it's inconceivable that it should be allowed under certain circumstances for the male to carry the Mishnah Rabbi Zemel, because he was an onus, he couldn't have prepared. His father was also an onus, he couldn't have prepared. It's not Mishnah. But from this basis, it's mashma not like that. This basis says, behold, duchti mashvino, mashir and mitzvah, she has to say, it's a matter of Shabbos, the mitzvah atzmo. 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 So, in other words, so here the Pasuk has reference to a case of Yevshel Asis Apsilon Erev Shabbos. And even in that case, the Torah says you cannot prepare the Psilon, even though it's Yevshel. So on the basis of the general principle of Triye, it should be there. So in Mele, here the Torah tells us, no, that it's not there. Only here. But now, so what does Tesis mean? Now some say the Tesis Shite is like the Piski Tesis in Zvochim Dafzali Zayim. Now Tesis all over, in many places, in Gittin, in Shabbos, in other places. So Tesis mentions that if the Kiyum HaMitzvah is not fulfilled mame simultaneously with the violation of the law, so there is no truth. And Teisa says the kashe chetzel yichotz mecherim, so he came finis rabbi lasis in mecherim. Why? Because we tell you bro v'shem it's all. So Teisa says the kashe, why shouldn't he be allowed to get married because the eser of pru uvu should be deiche the loisa se? So Teisa gives the parents, because when we've been kind in the eser of pru uvu, So when will it be the kindness of Pruvu Bishas Marbiye when she's Nisabeh? But the lady says it will be very immediately Bishas Aroye, so maybe it's not Bidne. But Teitzves, the Piski Teitzves in Zvochim, Daftarik Zayin, says that where it's impossible to fulfill the essay, except by doing something that is a necessary step towards the ultimate fulfillment of the essay, then it's considered Bidne. So maybe according to the Piske Teisves, so we cannot say that the essay of Pruvu is not Deiche. Is not Deiche, the least itself we see a Deiche. We have to give other towards him, so the other towards him. But Teisves sheeting is not like the Piske Teisves. So many say, I think that I'll hold on too, that this Teisves accords with the sheeting of the Piske Teisves in Zvochim Basarik Zayin. That where it's impossible to fulfill a mitzvah unless he does a certain hechsher, and without that hechsher he can, and that hechsher involves the violation of the laces, and without that hechsher he cannot fulfill the essay, so then it's considered bid. In other words, so Teisves is chilek on his shite all over. Well, that's not mistaber, the Teisves should be chilek on his shite all over Shas. All the Piske Teisves in Zvochim has the shite, that where it's impossible to fulfill the essay except by being given the lease essay in the Hechsher, so then it's also considered Bidne. But Teisa Shite is not like that. So how is it Teisa says here, the Vohoche B'Yev Shalas is Apsilem Erev Shabbos, also steal and steal. There should be chiyah because it's here. Look, so because of that, there should be chiyah. So here, the Gzeiras HaKosav, there is no chiyah. So the Meila, the same Gzeiras HaKosav applies to be in the mamish because this is also be there. But Teisa Shite is not like the Teisves, the Piske Teisves in Zvochim Dasar Zayim. So we have to say that Teisves doesn't mean the Piske Teisves Klal, that wherever it's impossible to do the mitzvah except to a certain hechsher, so it's considered being. But Teisves Shite here is that the preparation of the psilo. The preparation of the psilo so that it should be fit for Srifas Baskeyen is also an Arizamis. Why? Because you see, the Kiyum HaMitzveh of Misat Bezdin does not consist in the Maise of executing the Nid, but it consists in the fact that the need is executed. It's in the result, not in the mice. So Mimele, now you remember I discussed in the Gemara Davot, so I said that there is a machleket between Rashi and the Rambam, because Rashi, the Gemara says, Rigabi Binyan Bisamigdosh, that it's Echsha Mitzvah. But according to the Rambam, it spells out that the reason is why it's Echsha Mitzvah, because it has reference to the act of Mechameir in connection with the Bisamidosh. In other words, let's say it's necessary in order to build the Bisamidosh, so he has to put a load of stones upon a Chameir, upon a Behemer, and he has to follow that Behemer. So he has to behave the Nisar of Mechameir on account of the Bisamidosh. So that's only Echsha. But the Bisamidosh itself, the putting of the layers of stone, one on top of the other, that's not Echsha. But according to Rashi, So that's according to Ramban, but according to Rashi. So even the act of building, of putting one layer of stone upon the other layer of stone, that's also Echsha Mitzvah. Why? So how could that be Echsha Mitzvah? That's the Gufa Mitzvah. The answer is because the Kiyum HaMitzvah does not consist in the act of building. The Kiyum HaMitzvah consists in the fact that the Bais HaMikdash is born. And the Rambam says, I said, the Rambam is also much like that, because the Rambam says that contributing money towards the Bais HaMikdash also comes within the mitzvah of Yosef HaMikdash. If the mitzvah consisted, the Kima mitzvah consisted of the act of building, how could a person who contributes a lot of money to the Bais HaMikdash be behind the mitzvah of Yosef HaMikdash? So we see from the Rambam that the mitzvah, the Kima mitzvah does not consist in the act of building, of putting stones one on top of the other, but it consists in having the Bais HaMikdash born. That's Rashi. Now, but the Ramban says that what is called Echsha Mitzvah? Echsha Mitzvah is called only the Mechamer act in connection with Bisamidosh. Let's say you have to bring over stones from a distant place to the Haram Aliyah. So you have to bring over. So you have to put a load of stones on a behemoth. And you have to be Mechamer. So that's not the act of building. That's a preparatory step towards the act of building. But the act of building, the putting of stones one on top of the other, that is not Echsha Mitzvah, that's Gufa Mitzvah. So there is a machlekes between the Ramban and Rashi. Now, so we don't have to say that the Ramban is chelik on Rashi and the Ramban. And the Ramban holds that the mitzvah consists in the act of building, not in having a mitzvah body. So then we have to say that the Ramban will be chelik on the Rambam also, because the Rambam says that just as the mitzvah of Osro Mikdosh implies an obligation of building, anyone who can build can participate in the physical act of building is mechuyev to participate in the physical act of building. So one who can contribute money, so he's mechuyev to contribute money. So that means, so the Ramban will disagree with that. I mean, I don't know any Rishon that disagrees that contributing money towards the Bais HaMikdash comes with the mitzvah of Osro Mikdosh. So we can say that all Rishonim agree that the mitzvah, the Kiyum HaMitzvah, does not consist in the maise, in the Kima mitzvah does not consist in the act of building, but in having a bisamidosh. In having a bisamidosh, as a matter of fact, the Rambam counts it among the mitzvahs amutoris al tzibo. So every yochid is mechuyev, because every yochid is a member of the tzibo. But it's a mitzvah that is essentially incumbent upon the tzibo. It's not shayach to say the tzibo is mechuyev to build. The tzibur is mechuyev, the heaven is amigdosh. So, in other words, so So the Ramban also agrees that the Kiyum HaMitzvah consists in having this HaMikdash. Not in the etzem act of building. But, so why does the Ramban say that only the Mechamer act, only the Mechamer act is Hersh HaMitzvah, but Binyan itself is Guf HaMitzvah? Because the Ramban holds that when is there a chisom of not be ibne, if an act that is not in Maisa HaMitzvah involves a violation of the law, so then it's not the ibne. But let's say if somebody will go up, let's say somebody will cut off the horn of a lamb and Rish HaShanah in order to have a shame. So for another reason, there couldn't be any tria because in essence they chalais is a vessel. But let's say it will be a case where Melocha and Yontef will not be a leisus aveisi. Now there is one shita of shame in Tesis in Dushin that by Noshin, so the essay of Yontef doesn't apply. And Memele, the aloche of Inesa Deicha Leises, the essay doesn't apply to Noshin. So still, Anisha will not be, the child doesn't arise because Anisha is too of Shefer anyway. It's in the of man woman. But suppose we have such a case. So it will not involve Leises of the essay. So there won't be any tria. Why? Because it's not the evening. Because it's not the evening. So the cutting off the horn from the ram is only a means toward an end. It's not only doesn't constitute the Kiyum HaMitzvah, it doesn't even constitute a Maisa Mitzvah. It's just like when a person drives the car to let's say in New York to Essex Street in order to buy an Esrik for Yom Tov. Instead of Maisa Mitzvah, when a week before Sukkot, he drives the car to Essex Street in order to buy an Esrik. So it's only a means, it's only a Hersher. It's not even the Maisa Mitzvah. He'll get schar for that too. For a Hersher, he also gets schar. But he doesn't constitute even a Maisa Mitzvah. Masheni came, being a Maisa Mitzvah, the Ramban is made it. That the Mitzvah, the Kiyum HaMitzvah consists in having a Maisa Mitzvah, not in the act of putting layers one stone on top of the other. So the Kiyum HaMitzvah is fulfilled after the Maisa Mitzvah is opened. Let's say it might take years to build the Beis HaMikdash. So until it is all bonu, so no one is mikayim the mitzvah. The tzibur will be mikayim the mitzvah after the whole building process is completed. So the Kiyum HaMitzvah consists in having the Beis HaMikdash bonu. But the act of putting stones upon one on top of the other is a Maisa HaMitzvah. It's not a Kiyum HaMitzvah. But a Maisa HaMitzvah it is. It's not like driving a car to Essex Street days before Sukkot, in order to look at an Esrik and possibly to find an Esrik. That's only a Hechsher. That's only a Hechsher. That's not even the Maisa HaMitzvah. But the act of putting stones one on top of the other is the Maisa HaMitzvah. But the Kiyum HaMitzvah consists in having the Beis HaMikdash bonu. So let's say it takes 2 years for the Tzibur to build the Beis HaMikdash. To build the Beis HaMikdash, let's say in the time of Bai Sheni, so they started to build the Beis HaMikdash, and then because of the Kusi, the Shemrein, so they had to interrupt, and then it was resumed years later. So when were the Mikhail, the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, when was the Tzibur at that time, Mikhail, the Mitzvah of the Avosel HaMikdash, only after it was completed. So for 2 years, the Klal Yisrael might be engaged in the act of building the Beis HaMikdash, and the Kiyum HaMitzvah, they're not Mikhail until it is fully completed. So, but in Maisa HaMitzvah it is. So there is no machlekes between Rashi and the Ramban as to whether the mitzvah of Oslo Migdosh is a mitzvah of building or of having the Beis HaMikdash bonu. Even the Ramban will agree with Rashi that the mitzvah is of having the Beis HaMikdash bonu, not of the act of building. But the Ramban says, in regard to the act of building, so that's not the Kiyum HaMitzvah, but it is the Maisa HaMitzvah. And as long as it is a Maisa HaMitzvah, so it's been. Whereas Rashi holds that in order to be the Ibne, then it must be simultaneous, then the violation of the law must be simultaneous with the Kiyum HaMitzvah. And if it is simultaneous with the Maisa HaMitzvah, but not simultaneous with the Kiyum HaMitzvah, it's not the Ibne. That's the Machlekes. Now, so Tesis here, he certainly does not agree with Rashi. And he holds that if it is simultaneous with the Maisa HaMitzvah, so then it's considered the Ibne. Then it's considered be, but some Mimele Tezis will also agree that that suppose the male was in prison or he was sick. He couldn't, he was unconscious, Erev Shabbos. And he couldn't have prepared. And the father was also unconscious. He couldn't have prepared. And then on Shabbos, they are both well. So thesis will be made there that neither the father nor the male will be allowed to carry the Nizemun Mishisrach. Because, as the Karneiro in Erev says, when the Mishnah says, Machshirei Mitzvah, Machshirei Mitzvah, The implication being, so what does the Yefsha mean? Yefsha means the act of milling itself. And he might say in the process of milling. Because generally, so that is generally Yefsha. So that's why the Mishnah formulates it that way. But let's say carrying the Zemun Rishus Rabbi, even if in a specific situation, it was Yefsher, so it's not Yechash Shabbos. Because it's not Be'idne. It's not Be'idne. So, but Tesis mentions this riot. Now, what is the mitzvah of Enish Bez? So the Rambam has a separate mitzvah say, Liskeil Kol Mishachayevski. A separate mitzvah say, Lisreif Kol Mishachayevski. A separate Laharek Kol Mishachayevski. Lachnik, Kol Mishachayev Chenek. The Ramban in the Sifra Mitzvah is Masik. He says, all the Mitzvahs Bez now included in one mitzvah will be out of Romnik Abecho. So what is the mitzvah of the out of Romnik Abecho? And the same thing could be true according to the Ramban too. But it's certainly true according in regard to the mitzvah of the out of Romnik Abecho. Because the mitzvah of the out of Romnik Abecho does not consist in the act of the execution. The mitzvah of the out of Romnik Abecho consists in making sure that all those who are Michayev Mise should be executed. But the execution of Somimele, there is a riot. That because the Gemara at the end of Chum, Mamish at the end of Chum. So the Gemara says that if someone sees that a behemoth or an ox was healing as an Efesh, so there is a Chiyuv Mise, even a behemoth, Shira Nisko, in other words, if the Shira is Horeg Odom, or even if an ox kills a human being, so he's also Chayiv Mise. So if someone sees that a Shira or an ox kills a human being, he's Mechuyev to bring the Shira or the ox to Bezin. Likiyume Bei Ubiata Oro Mekedah. So in other words, so the Bad Oro Mekedah does not consist only in the act of executing the one that is Nidma Dinei. In carrying out, in meeting out the Nidish. So the Kiyuma Mitzvah consists in having the need executed. But the Etzem act is a Maisa Mitzvah. And not only the Etzem act of the execution is a Maisa Mitzvah. Everything that is needed before the execution is part and parcel of the Maisa Mitzvah. So in other words, not only the putting of the psilo, the molten psilo, into the mouth of the Baskeian is a Maisa Mitzvah. Even the preparation of the psilo is also part and parcel of the Maisa Mitzvah. As far as the Kiyuma Mitzvah is concerned. So even the act of executing is not the Kiyuma Mitzvah. The Kiyuma Mitzvah consists not in the act of killing the Nidin, but in the fact that the Nidin is executed. It's the same thing as Ligabe Ibn Yamis Amigdosh. But the execution act is a Maisa Mitzvah, and the preparation of the psilo is also a Maisa Mitzvah. So we may repeat it. So then you ask, so why does Tesis say, V'roche di Yefshel Hazis HaPsilo Merav Shabbos? So, V'Yefshel Hazis HaPsilo Merav Shabbos? So even if it's Yefshel Hazis HaPsilo Merav Shabbos, but this is, Tesis Shite is not like Rashi. Tesis Shite is like the Ramban, that when is Nebidne, when a Hechsher, when at the time of the violation of the law, there is only a Hechsher, he stepped toward the Maisa Mitzvah. But if the violation of the law is simultaneous with the Maisa Mitzvah, even though it's not simultaneous with the Kiyuma Mitzvah, so then it is Be'idne. So why does Tesis have to say, in other words, he agrees with the Ramban, not with Rashi. So why does Tesis have to say, Roche B'yeshu HaSafzul HaMerav Shabbat? The answer is no. Even if it's Efshel HaSafzul HaMerav Shabbat, it would still be Be'idne. But then, for a different reason, there couldn't be Trier, because then it would be actually Kaim Shneyen. Not because of the Yidne, because actually Kaim Shneyen. If it's Efshel, as is that Psilo Merav Shabbos. And the reason, this is all discussed in the subjunctive. In other words, if Mrs. Bezdin had been Eichet. So then Teisa says, but it would be Eichet only if he Epshalat is Apsilom Erev Shabbos. But if Epshalat is Apsilom Erev Shabbos, so then it wouldn't be Eichet even if there hadn't been Exeras HaKosov that Mrs. Bezdin is not Eichet. Even if the Exeras HaKosov had been, even if the Allah had been that Mrs. Bezdin is Eichet. So it would only be Eichet if it's Epshalat is Apsilom Erev Shabbos. But the Epshalat, not because it's not the Ibne, because then it's Epshalat Kaim Shneyer. Let's assume that Mrs. Bezdin is Eichet Shabbos. But it's Epshalat to prepare the Psilom Friday. And he doesn't. He prefers to go to sleep rather, to take a nap rather than to prepare the Psilom. So it's Epshalat Kaim Shneyer. Why should he be allowed to do it on Shabbos? It's Epshalat Kaim Shneyer. But as far as the Ibne is concerned, yes, the Ibne or no the Ibne, so even if it had been Epshalat Tapsila, it still would be Ibne, because Thesis, she tastes like the Ramban. That when is it not Bidne, if the violation of the law is not simultaneous even with the Maisa Mitzvah, only with the Hechsher. Right. Only with the Hechsher. You see, because, you see, that's the, that the Raya is from the Tesis in the Tesis of the Kashe, why we have to be Kefir, the Rav, the Mishachel, the Chachelin, let him behave there. We see if the Isha. The Esa Pirvi Rivio should be there, the Lysis of Receive the Isha. So Tesis says, no, it's not Bidne. Why? Because the Kima Mitzvah, because when is the Mitzvah Bishas Marbiya? And when is the Eilu Leisa say, before the Marbiya Bishas Arway? Now, as far, let's say, if Teitzvah Shita had been, like Rashi, that even when the violation of the law is simultaneous with the Maisa Mitzvah, but it's not simultaneous with the Kima Mitzvah, so it's still not the Ibne. So then Tesis would say that even if the Rav, he would behave only, from Tesis implies that the only reason why it's not the Ibne is because he's able to love before Marbiyah. The implication being that if he would behave the love only at Marbiyah, then it would be the Ibne. According to Rashi, it wouldn't be the Ibne, even if he would behave the love at Marbiyah, not at the Aroi. Because he's not behind the Mitzvah at Marbiyah. Marbiyah, she becomes Mubarak. But the Kiyum HaMitzvah consists in having a child. And the halacha is that if someone, let's say, has a child, and then the child dies, so, and if he doesn't have any other children, so he was not the kind of mitzvah. So the Kiyum HaMitzvah does not consist at the moment of Marbiyah. The Kiyum HaMitzvah consists in the fact that he has a child. That he has a child. So even at Marbiyah is not the kind of mitzvah. So why does Tesis imply that if the love, if he would be able to love, only at Marbiyah, not at Aroya, prior to Marbiyah, then it would be Bidne, because Teisa Shite is not in accordance with Rashi. And Teisa Shite is that as long as the violation of the law is simultaneous with the Maisa Mitzvah, even though it's prior to the Kiyuma Mitzvah, so it's considered Bidne. So the Marbiyah, that's the Maisa Mitzvah, because then she becomes Muberet. Masha'im kill the Aroya, that's only Ehersha. That's only Ehersha, that's not even the Maisa Mitzvah. So that's why Teisa Shite. But in regard to Yomi Mrs. Bezdin, so the Kiyuma Mitzvah of Biato Orom Mekabechol consists in having them executed. But the execution itself is a Maisa Mitzvah. Not only the execution itself, the preparation of the Psilo is also part and parcel of the Maisa Mitzvah. It's not like going to a store to find an estric for Sukkot. That's not the Maisa Mitzvah, that's only Hechsher. So why does Tesis mention, why does Tesis have to mention the Russian, the whole Tuchti Machshirinon, Machshirin Mitzvah, she Yefshel HaSimson, Me'erev Shabbos, Ki Mitzvah Atzmo? Why did they have to mention that? So that is completely irrelevant. So apparently, Tesis mentions this as a riot for this halacha. Because where the Kiyum HaMitzvah consists in the result, so then, all the, so the acts that have to take place before the result is a Maisa Mitzvah. So Teisa Shita is that the mitzvah of Milah Dizmano does not come, the Kima Mitzvah does not consist in the act of circumcision, but in having the teenage becoming old. Not in the act of Milah, but in having him becoming old. So Mimele, so Teisa's Raya is the whole Tuchte, Machshirin on Machshirin Mitzvah, she Yefshel HaSeisom Erev Shabbos Ki Mitzvah Atzmo. In other words, because the halacha, that no one has any more Shabbos here. Shabbat after Ramad Gimel. Ahmed Bey said as follows. Hamol, calls man shu waiti be mila chayze ya bein ala titi na makines amile, bein ala titi shei no makines amile. Pireish, ala titi na makines amile chayze ya, veya, ala titi shei no makines amile in chayze. So there are certain titi in me, I cannot go into it, that are makines amile. And there are certain titi in, that are not makines amile. So the Gemara, the Mishneh, that from Zion points out which sitting is marked with Samile, which sitting is not marked with Samile. Even in a sitting marked with Samile, Posa Achim is Rivato, but above that, so it's not marked with Samile. Still, the halacha is that even if one is Malan Shabbos, so as long as he did not take away his hand, you know, from the keys of the Tinei, calls man Shueze Bemile, Chese Yabin ala Tzitzin amakne Samile, Bein ala Tzitzin Shein amakne. Question is, the tzitzin sheni makis amile, he can have the kiyum amitzvah. He can have the kiyum amitzvah. Even without that. So, it's not makis. Why should he continue to cut off, I mean, that skin that is not makis amile? So it's just a meloch and Shabbat. The answer is, it's not makis in the kiyum amitzvah. He can have the kiyum amitzvah without that. But when he does cut off, even the tzitzin sheni makis amile, that's part and parcel of the ma'is amitzvah amile. So it's the Ibne of the Maisa Mitzvah. Of Mile. So it's the Shabbat. So he mentions the right, that's why he mentions the Bechol Duchtin, Mashmino Machshire Mitzvah, Sheyefshel Asitza Merav Shabbat. He doesn't mean Machshire Mitzvah like going to a store, to an Esrik store, before Yontev. I mean, Machshire Mitzvah. He means Machshire Mitzvah. He doesn't mean Machshire Mitzvah fixing the Mizbeach. Let's say the Mizbeach became Potzel on Shabbat. So, and it's impossible, Makrivim Afal Pishim Bayis, but the Mizbeach he must have. So it's impossible to be Makriv the Kom Tomit, unless, Kom Tomit, Kom Muset, unless you are Misak in the Mizbeach. So, Tesis will not say that since he became Potzel on Shabbat, you are allowed to fix the Mizbeach on Shabbat. That's Navidne. That's Navidne, and it's not part and parcel of the Maisa Mitzvah of the Akovas Tomit. Fixing the Mizbeach is not part and parcel, certainly not part and parcel. That's like going to driving a car to an Esrik store a week before Sukkot. That's only a Hechsher. So the preparation of the Psilo in itself is the Maisa Mitzvah. The Kiyuma Mitzvah, it's not. And even the execution itself is not the Kiyuma Mitzvah. The Kiyuma Mitzvah consists in having the Nidin executed. But the act of execution is part and parcel of the Maisa Mitzvah, and the preparation of the Tzivo is part and parcel of the Maisa Mitzvah. So that's the Idne. So how do we know that even if it's not a Kiyuma Mitzvah, so he can still be Deiche? So he says, Bechol Tuchti Machshvinon, Machshire Mitzvah, Sheyefshel Aseiso Me'arav Shabbos, Ki Mitzvah Atzmo. So in other words, everything, even though the Kiyuma Mitzvah by Mile, so why is Mile Deiche Shabbos? After all, he performs, we don't have to resort to tzitzin. I mean, that's a stronger raya. But Teisa does not have to resort to the raya of tzitzin. The raya is, because Teisa Shite is, that the mitzvah of Mile, the Kiyuma mitzvah, consists not in the act of cutting off the ole. Now, the act of cutting off the ole might take some mailing who are very slow in the election, so it takes them 4 minutes. I once watched the mail. It took him 4 minutes to cut off the ole. So in other words, so when is it becoming the mitzvah? Only when the ole was completely removed. But as long as only part of the ole is cut off, not the whole ole is cut off, there is no kima mitzvah, so it's not the inne. We don't have to resort to the raya of tzitzin. Shin makris amile. I mentioned that because that makes the raya even stronger. But we don't have to resort to it. Because, so how can a male be mechal Shabbos? It's not the inne. It's not the Idne, it takes him 2 minutes to cut off the Ole. When will be kind of mitzvah? Once the Ole is completely cut off. But it bleeds, he keeps on bleeding for 2 minutes, so he makes a chabure. So he does the meloche prior to the Kiyama mitzvah. The Kiyama mitzvah. So what will we say according to Rashi? So according to Teisa, the answer is that as long as the Maisa mitzvah is simultaneous with the violation of the laws. So it's written, how about Rashi? So we have to say, according to Rashi, that the mitzvah consists in the act of milah, not in having the tinnit mold. So milah is bizne, because that's like eating a kadayis matzah pesach night. So it takes some time to eat a kadayis matzah. But the kima mitzvah consists in the act of eating, not in having a kadayis matzah eaten, but in the act of eating. So according to Rashi, the mitzvah of milah, the kima mitzvah of milah consists in the act of milah, not in having him all. Now the Bishalemi discusses whether the mitzvah of milah consists in the act of milah or in having him all. So according to Rashi, we have to say that the mitzvah of milah consists in the act of milah. And according to Teisves, the Teisves holds that the mitzvah of milah consists in having the tinnik mol bismane. So the question is, so every time when he's mal, it takes him 2 minutes to be mal. How can he be mal? So the answer is, because you cannot fulfill the mitzvah unless you spend some time in calling of the ole. So mimele, that's part and parcel of the ma'isa mitzvah. Even though the kiyum mitzvah consists in having the tinnik mol. So mele is deiche. So here, the mitzvah, in view of the fact that the mitzvah of v'yata or rovik v'echo does not consist in the act of executing, but in having him executed, so every act that is necessary for the execution, for having him executed, so he is part and parcel of the ma'isa mitzvah. So mele is vid. But in the chanamah tesis will be made, not the tesis, Israeli, he agrees with the shite of the Piske tesis as well as the Zion, and the Israeli can tesis shite in all over, I mean, Gittin and other places. But here, tesis shite is that Be'idna means that the Maisa mitzvah has to be simultaneous with the violation of law. Says Dav Zion and Dalet. Umal avedo shi yichmur avideich ha-shabes, ve'tzich ha-deich ha-yish. So the Gemara says, the Gemara is matche. Rapsini Barashi is matche. The Teret of the Gemara, that the reason as to why the Torah had to mention Olel, to advise us that Yidim is Nadeche, the Yisakores of Achetzisho, because if not for the Yisakores of Olel, I would say that Yidim should be Deche the Yisakores of Achetzisho. Because of the Zerzakosuf of Mitzvah Roish, and the Gemara assumes that here that this Zerzakosuf is based upon the concept of that Malechum Rabbe Malechum Rezute. So Rapsime Barashi says, no, it's not that we say Malechum Rabbe Malechum Rezute, but if not for the special Zerzakosuf of Mitzvah Roish, I would apply Kalachema, a special Kalachema. So that's why the Torah had to say it's barreish that we to negate that kalachina, that we couldn't apply that kalachina. What would be that kalachina if the Torah didn't mention it's barreish? Uma veidoshi yachmur v'deicha Shabbos ritzicho deicha iso shenema mimiz bechidikachen olam shabo shenitchem tnei shenitchas tnei aveide enitin shetei ritzicho deicha iso. So in other words, that we know that aveide, every korban tzibur, every korban that is kavua lizman, so is deicha Shabbos. So in a certain sense, aveide is more homo than Shabbos. In a certain sense, it doesn't mean that aveide is more homo generally, but in a certain sense, aveide is more homo than Shabbos, because aveide is Deicha Shabbos. Is Deicha Shabbos. So Aveide is the Chomer item. Whenever we have a Kalachema, so either we deduce a minor premise from a major premise, the Kal from the Chomer, or the Chomer from the Kal. So Aveido is the Chomer item. And Shabbos is the Kal item. In a certain sense, it doesn't mean that the avere of being vatlar aveide is greater than the avere of Shabbos Chas V'Sholem. But it means, in a certain sense, aveide is the chomer item, is the major premise, and Shabbos is the minor premise. So ma aveide sheichmur v'deicha Shabbos, so ritzicha deicha iso. So we see that with the mitzvah of Mrs. Bezdin, of Einish Bezdin, that's ritzicha. So, if it's a chomor item, that which is relatively chomor, it can be deiche aveide, schlachas kamo vechamor, that it can be deiche the minor item. So we deduce a cow from the chomor. The cow from the chomor. So the melame is the chomor item. In other words, aveide. Aveide is the melame. And Mrs. Bezden, so aveide is the chomor item. So that is so Mrs. Bezden is deiche. So that's the melame. So the kal item Shabbos certainly should be nitches by Mrs. Bezden. So Shabbos is the kal. And Aveide is the Chom. So what is the Melameid? The Melameid is the Chomor item. Aveide. That's relatively Chomor. And that is Nitres. And the Lomeid is Shabbos. That's the relatively Kal item. Uma Aveide Sheikhmo Avdere Shabbos Tzicha Dereis. Hiksho Rav Rav Yankiv Dolayish. Neime Daye. Mari Tzicha Nedeiche Aveide Elo Bishev Al Taise. Shabbos tamelu tzitche, elo bishev al tais, v'yish leim adasi kerev talfen. Yoma, eichet mifrich kal lecheimer, l'amrin and dais. Now, Rav Talfen, the aloche is that keren, until it becomes a mued, so is chayv on yechotzenet. Shem v'regel is chayv on ezek sholem at the first time. Now, Shem v'regel has a certain kule, it's potab v'shusarad. It's only chayv on yechotzenet. Keren is chayv v'shusarad. So there is a machlokes between Rav Tarfon and Rabbonon. Rabbonon say that Keren Tam is chayv chotzi nezek not only in Rishus Rabi, where Hashem v'regel apturon mitam, but it's chayv only chotzi nezek even in Rishus Anizik. That's the Rabbonon. Rav Tarfon says no. Keren Tam is chayv chotzi nezek in Rishus Rabi, where Hashem v'regel is poter mitamre, so Keren Rishus Rabi is chayv only chotzi nezek. Mashiach in Rishus Anizik, where Keren Ischayev, Keren Ischayev, Hashem v'regel Ischayev, so Keren Ischayev in Ezek Sholem, Keren Tam Ischayev in Ezek Sholem. So the Mishnah there in Barakame formulates Rav Tarfon.